Floodwaters moved through Haimachuwar site, where a broken dike caused widespread flooding in Bor town and neighboring areas. Local youth, soldiers and aid workers use wooden logs and bamboo poles to erect a fence, then fill a sandbox to block the flowing of water. 37-year-old Bor resident Abraham Aleu, who works for a local NGO in Bor, says he skipped work today to help repair the dike. Aleu says repairing the dike should be handled by the government. He says he has no other options but to help save the town.
Yeah, we are here doing the work of government. We are doing the work of government actually. Put in, there is no effort doubled by government, so that can rescue the situation of our people. That's why youth mobilize themselves, and they are maintaining dike. You know, we have 8 hours today from morning, from 9 a.m. up to now. We are just finishing in single center.
The acting director of Civil Defense Forces, or Jonglei State Fire Brigade, Captain John Deng Dao, says the main job of Civil Defense Forces is to save lives during disasters like the ongoing floods across the state. But Dao says the civil defense lacks the tools and machines needed to do its job.
Our forces and our officers are going there. Dayakana is working with the people of the Jonglei State also. Because we are going and we are working in our hand only, that is our contribution. Because we don't have anything that we can help the people, or we can take the people to any place that there is no any water. So we don't have any motorboat, water generator that can take the water to the river also.
Jonglei State Acting Administrator Duom Kuol Ager says the increased water level has overrun the town center. Ager says he has ordered all offices and shops to close so townspeople show up to repair the dike in order to save the town from being submerged in water.
The water is taking over the market, Maror market. So it's better to close the market for the time being and not to close in the... You close it halfway, you see, and then this will allow people to go to the site. Because if you open the market, some people will be taking tea there, some people will be playing cards there, you see.
Ager says everybody in Bor should help repair the dike because the state government has limited resources to hire experts.
If people are not serious, water will take over. And that's all about it. It will get you in your own house. So why don't you come out from your own house and go to fight the water? Whether you are in public sector, whether you are in private sector, whether you are in a business community, whether you are a foreigner, whether you are a local person, it is the concern of all of us.
Last month, a fundraising campaign organized in Juba by the native sons and daughters of Jonglei State to control flooding in Bor town raised more than 40 million South Sudanese pounds and more than $80,000. The money is being used to provide food for the workers. President Salva Kiir declared a state of emergency last month in Jonglei and Pibor administrative area due to the intercommunal fighting and widespread flooding. Aleu says he hoped the government should intervene in controlling the flooding, but he says nothing much has been done.
How can the government declare the state of emergency and keep silent like that? Even they are delaying the implementation of peace agreement. We are waiting for governor to come to Jonglei State. There is no commissioners, lawmakers are not there, and government is still calling itself government. So this is terrible.
For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.